It felt as if my life had now come to a standstill. It's hard balancing school and having a child, and I'm a single parent.
Successful people usually have a high self-esteem. Unsuccessful people generally have a very low self-worth. It's simple. If you don't love yourself, nobody will. Today, we'll share ways to boost your self-esteem. We'll also hear Trudy's story about her struggles with low self-worth. Stay with us. Having a healthy self-esteem means feeling good about yourself and believing you are worthwhile. This doesn't mean being overconfident, but believing in yourself and knowing what you do well. Low self-worth is viewed as a factor for teens becoming involved in risky sexual behavior, which may lead to pregnancy. And as many who have walked this road will tell you, early pregnancy can also destroy one's self-confidence. Trudy shares her experience. Her name has been changed to protect her identity.
When I found out I was pregnant, it was a mixed reaction from because it felt as if my life had now come to a standstill. I wasn't sure what I was going to do, and my mother lives overseas, so the hardest part for me at first was figuring out a way to tell her. And I was a barren child for most of my life.
Want to know what having good self-esteem feels like? Counseling psychologist Joan Pinkney says, you will feel relaxed on the inside. You will feel confident that you will be able to achieve your goals. You feel that it is worth trying to do things well. You will feel proud, satisfied, and happy when you achieve the things you set out to do. And finally, you will notice and enjoy your success. Everyone makes mistakes and no one is perfect. If you lack confidence, it may be helpful for you to get some advice from a counselor or psychologist.
For me, I learn every day. I make mistakes, I learn from my mistakes, and I just have to move on because all in all, I have to do what's best for my daughter and ensure that I finish what I started.
Everyone's self-respect may take a beating at times. It may happen when someone says something bad about you or questions how well you do something.
My friends weren't necessarily supportive. I can remember one that said to me, have an abortion and don't waste your life on any child. And that it shook me, but I managed to gain courage.
Because low self-esteem makes you assume that you regret any choice you make, you let others do the choosing. This makes you seem easy to get along with. Now is an excellent time to start shedding the old negative thoughts. You are special, no matter what mistakes you have made. Arm yourself with a few affirmative thoughts and repeat them to yourself every day. Joan Pinkney tells us, look in the mirror each day and say, I am lovable. I am going to do the best I can. I am a compassionate person. People care about me.
Don't give up, and a child isn't the end of the world. And it's just motivation for you to try harder because you have someone now that you have to take care of, and you don't expect to depend on someone to take care of your responsibilities all the days of your life. So brush off and get back out there and just do what you have to do.
Trudy sharing how she was able to recover from the blow to her self-esteem caused by early pregnancy. Think about what you'd like to accomplish. Then make a plan for how to do it. Stick with your plan and keep track of your progress. Train your inner voice to remind you of what you are accomplishing.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.